Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 26th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you're listening to this free podcast and you like what you hear, you can always sign up to marcustoday.com.au and become a member of our wonderful community. Members helping members, very much our motto, and trying to make you a little bit wealthier along the way. So we'd love to have you on board as part of the community. marcustoday.com.au, free 2-week trial there. All right, well, let's go to those wonderful scores on the doors. And a bit of a mishmash of a day today. Not a particularly strong day. We had a good day yesterday, up 41 odd points. Today down 32 points, or 0.41%. 77.80.2. We opened at 78.07.7. We had a high of 78.12.3 and a low. We weren't far off the low at the close, 7,775.7. But it was a relatively quiet day. But as Charlie Dickens would say, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. In actual fact, there wasn't too much best of times today, unless you were in the oil and gas sector, which did see a little bit of optimism today on the back of that oil price, which is nudging ever so slightly up towards $90 for Brent crude US. But it really was about commodity stocks today and iron ore slipping in Asia. We did see a relatively steady start. At one stage, the market did go positive, but it did slip away as we saw iron ore under pressure, lithium under pressure as well. Fortescue down 1.2%, BHP down 0.6%. Rio slightly off, but lithium stocks under pressure. We had Pilbara down 3.6%, IGO down 2.1% as well, and Mineral Resources also in the doghouse down 2.8%. So no love lost for resources generally, although we did see a little bit of love embraced for the gold sector. Not huge amounts, not huge moves, but the bullion price still staying very steady at near record levels. Northern Star up 1.6%, Evolution up 0.6%, although we did see Genesis down, Three Little Ducks 2.22%, and we had a little bit of divergence there as well, with Newmont down 0.6%. Over in the oil and gas space, Woodside up 1%, Santos up 0.4%, coal stocks eased. Looking across to the banks, a little bit of easing in the banks, not an awful lot to be honest. Westpac, the worst of the bunch, down 0.8%, Macquarie up 0.5%. And we did see some of the other financials, fund managers, looking just a smidge weaker at the moment. Of course, they do have leverage to the market. So if the market does tend to turn down, then we do see a little bit of selling perhaps in the fund managers. GQG down 1.8%. Soul Patts down 2.1% as well. Industrials generally pretty flat. Tech eased. Wise Tech down 2.3% and Zero down 2.7%. Car down 2.2% and REA down 2.1%. REITs also eased. Goodman Group, which had a stonking day yesterday, not such a good day today. They were down 0.9% for Goodman Group. Healthcare also eased. ResMed down 1.1%, the worst of the bunch there. Supermarkets hanging in. Woolies unchanged and Coles up 0.5%. In corporate news today, well, the big shock news was that Mesoblast actually had some good news for a change. And they rose just over 45% on the back of another step along the path for FDA approval. So some good news there for Mesoblast. It must be only a matter of days now before they do some sort of capital raise. We did also see Seven Group out today and pushing back against the independent report into the valuation of Boral. Boral eased back nearly 2%, and Seven Group also down 4.1% on the back of that tussle continuing. Premier Investments, Solly Liu, 79, wants to take on the world, wants to demerge Premier Investments into three components. It would be Peter Alexander, the PJ business. It will be Smiggle, the kids' stationery business. And the Rump, whatever's left, will get lumped in to Premier Investments. They might even put in Maya, was one theory. Not talking about this happening till 2025, but it was enough to push the stock up 4.4% today. Not much on the economic front. We did get better consumer survey numbers from ANZ Roy Morgan, and not such good ones from Westpac. So you pick your survey, you play your chalk ice. Asian markets also not doing an awful lot today. They look as if they've broken early for Easter, although they probably don't celebrate Easter the same way we do. We did have Japan down 0.1%, Hong Kong up 0.2%, and China very much unchanged. We also had, in terms of the bond market today, a little bit of a rise, 4.03%, two basis points rising there for 10-year bonds. As far as winners for grinners go today, let's run through the goodies and the baddies. And the goodies, well, it was dominated by oil stocks, with Karoon up 6.1%, Cooper Energy up 5.3%, making a good comeback. Star Entertainment up 4.8%, 12 million shares traded there. We also saw Premier doing well on the back of that demerger plan, 4.4% higher. Elders getting in on the act as well, 4% higher, a million shares traded there. And Breville Group, all tied into the Premier Investments group, I guess, up 3.3%, 240,000 shares traded there. As far as the losers go today, well, it was lithium stocks pretty much. We had WC8 Wildcat. Well, they lost their life today, down 6.7% on 5 million shares. We had Atlas Arterial down 5.1%, but they were ex-dividend today. So that accounts for some of that loss today. We saw 2 million shares traded there. Samphire Resources down nearly 5%. 2 million shares traded there today. Copper coming off a little bit as well. Cocoa is now worth more than copper. We saw Lotus Resources down as well in the uranium space, down 4.8%. Arcadium down 4.5%. Weebit Nano down 4.4% as well. 756,000 shares traded. In positive sectors today, we had the oil and gas sector and gold miners. Pretty much everything else was negative. Lithium, iron ore, REITs and tech. As far as the big bank basket goes, $208.36, down 0.3%. The all-tech index also falling away today, down 1.1%. Gold pretty steady in Aussie dollar terms, $3,320 Aussie dollars an ounce. Bitcoin hanging in at the moment above 70,000, 70,526. Now, the Bitcoin halving countdown is live at the moment. April the 20th is the supposedly forecast day for the Bitcoin halving moment. So around 24 days to go for that halving event. As far as the 10-year yields go, 4.03. The Aussie dollar better at 65.39. And currently, NASDAQ futures up slightly. Dow futures up slightly, but only ever so slightly. Probably another quiet day in store for the US market. Major movers and shakers today. Well, we did see CAT certainly looking good today. Catapult, living up to its name, is up 21%. It then had a Pauline Hanson, a please explain, from the ASX, to which they replied with the usual refrain in terms of those ASX price queries. The answer was the Schultz defense, the I know nothing defense. So that certainly is puzzling Catapult, but maybe it's the start of the footy season. Maybe there's some takeover action potential there. CKA also in the frame today is one of the bigger movers. That's Cocal, Cockle, up 10%. That's only 1 cent, really. 2 million shares traded, so nothing really that exciting. They received payment from loading 7,500 tons of coal. We also saw Seek. They were one of the losers today, down 2.4%, resignation of the CFO there. And 29 Metals, just when you thought it was getting better for them, looks like somebody looked out the window and worked out that it was raining quite heavily, actually, in Capricorn. And that attempt to rehabilitate the mine following the heavy rains last year, which closed Capricorn, well, they've had to close it again, down 26% today, 18 million shares traded today. Boral down 2%. And speculative stock of the day, a bit of a late charge from this one. MRK is the stock code there. MPK rather. That is Many Peaks. The Twin Peaks of Kilimanjaro, of course. That was up 174%. They have agreed to divest Ferki and ODN Projects. So that was enough to set them alight. 5 million shares traded. They opened at 9.7 cents today. They had a high of 29.5 cents. The low was the open, and they closed last night 7.3, closing tonight at 20 cents. So a big day for Many Peaks Mining. As far as company news in a little more detail goes, we had that news from Woodside that they had been planning to boost LNG purchases from North America and the completion of that sale of 10% to Japan on the LNG side of things. The Seven Group disagrees with numerous elements of the independent expert report in relation to takeover offer for Boral, not least of which, of course, is the share price that they're offering. Mineral Resources issues a Lockyer 5 gas development well update. Silex Systems, GLE, which is their joint venture with Cameco, receives US NRC approval to load UF6, that's uranium fluoride, in preparation for enrichment testing. And we had Latin Resources, multiple high-grade assay results. They were received at the central zone of the Kalina deposit there. All right, looking at economic and other headlines today, consumer confidence, as the ANZ Roy Morgan survey pointed to, was up 1.4 points. Inflation expectations around 4.9%. And the Westpac survey showed consumer sentiment declined 1.8% to 84.4. Pessimists outweighing optimists. Chinese regulators are pushing banks to speed up approvals of new loans to cash-starved private property developers. Adam Newman is trying to make a conditional offer to regain control of WeWork. And Japan has relaxed the defense export rules to allow sales of new fighter jets. And this one is a sign of froth if ever you've seen one. It is part of the wonders of the US market, the SPAC, the DWAC, which Donald Trump's Truth Media Company is merging with. Well, that was up heavily last night. It will begin life today, Tuesday, US time, with the ticker symbol DJT. Now, this will have a considerable number of billion-dollar market cap. Donald Trump owns 80 million shares of Truth, 58% of Trump Media. The company, the revenue for Trump Media, was a mere $3.5 million US in the first 9 months of 2023. However, that will not stop the rise in Donald Trump. The recent net worth has shot up by around $4 billion, bringing his current total to around $6.5 billion, which tracks the 500 wealthiest people in the world. He is now one of those. So there we go. It's going to be a big night for Donald. Unfortunately, he can't sell any shares in that one. So that's not going to help him too much in the short term. But certainly that merger with Digital World Acquisition Corp, known as DWAC, will be certainly one of the highlights of the US market tonight. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. And of course, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again.